Welcome to week six, video five, the emergency fund. Now, this is something that we talked about in the quick tips and have alluded to about having for your marriage. And the emergency fund is what it is. It's things are going to happen in your marriage. Something's going to happen where you're going to need funds quickly to pay for. Could be a blown tire. It could be a medical expense. It could be something that is out of the blue, something that you haven't thought about on your cash flow plan, haven't put aside money for on a monthly basis. Emergency fund is not for Christmas, anniversaries, birthdays. This is for, you know, an appliance breaks. You know, weren't expecting that. Something of that nature. And so having the emergency fund is vitally important for your financial intimacy in that it gives you guys both a sense of security, a place where you know that if something does come up, something comes up out of the blue, you're not stressing out. And it is something that Elise and I have implemented in our marriage around the 10-year mark of our marriage. So we've been at it for almost 10 years, maybe even sooner actually. And the difference it made by having those funds there was drastic. It allowed us to know that when things would come up, we had somewhere to go to. And I would say that as we go through this, be thinking about, you know, do you already have something like this set up? Is it something that needs more funding so that it allows you guys a little more security in the event that something does happen? So let's go over these questions. And so you guys can get started on. First and foremost, how do you feel about an emergency fund? What does having an emergency fund do for you? What are those feelings? Go back to our worksheets where we talked about feelings, not just our happy, joyful, but what are those different feelings that would happen, you know, that you would have if you had an emergency fund? Because it's vital to let your spouse know that. Because they may not even understand the gravity of an emergency fund to you. What do you think would be an adequate amount to have for just in case? What is it? Is it $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 in your emergency fund? What is that amount for you? And for each and every marriage, we're going to be different. And in different seasons of life. For those of you who are, you know, newlyweds, younger marrieds, without kids, that may not be as much as those who have, you know, four kids, five kids, things are happening, you know, large properties, whatever it may be. So that's going to be for you specifically. What do you feel is the amount that would be adequate for your emergency fund? How much do you have available right now? How much do you have in maybe an account that you don't call an emergency fund, but it's there? How much is there right now? Where are some other funds that maybe you can pull aside and beef up that fund? What changes would have to be made to our current spending to reach our goal? So this goes back to our cash flow plan. So you'd have to look over your cash flow plan. Are there areas where you can skim some off? Could you skim $100 off of your cash flow monthly plan and put that into your emergency fund to continue building that up? How can we hold each other accountable to reaching our goal? What ways are you going to do this? Are you going to have some sort of signage that you put up, maybe somewhere where you start marking it off? Is there some way that you guys can hold each other accountable to doing this? How will you feel when you have those funds available for any type of emergency? Again, go back to those feelings. What is it? What does it mean to have that $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 just set aside that you know in the event that anything happens, you guys are not going to be fiddling around, fumbling around, trying to find that you can just go get it, have the emergency handled, and then you can replenish it. One quick tip I would love to give you guys here when it comes to your emergency fund. To fund this as quickly as possible. Go through your home. Find everything and anything that hasn't been used over the last 6 months to a year that you no longer need, want, or use. Sell it. Get up on Craigslist. Get up on these different Facebook groups that you may be on. Heck, even get up on Facebook and just sell it to friends there. eBay, Amazon, whatever you can do. Go through your house. It may take you a weekend or two to do this, but I'm telling you, you'd be surprised at the things that are around your house that has cash value that can fund your emergency fund within a month, maybe 2 months time, and allows you to clean out your house in the process and have the security, safety that you desire. Love you guys. We'll see you in the next video.